as we would have wished. He told us several years ago that he would sow his seed in the nations to recrop the earth. The seed being the lives of his disciples, his ministers, his children, in every profession, in every home, in every country. And to get this seed, millet was brought about by God to be the seed bed for raising these men who are his seed to sow everywhere in the earth. He has seen that they have the capacity to choke the tears as they express the genetic nature of God's holiness and character everywhere. So we begin to understand this, that God would incubate our lives in order to raise this seed to be sown everywhere. As the Lord brought us the uproar this morning, I just wanted you to know that several years ago, we know that millet is a bakery of God to bake the cake that God wants to release to hit the fortified formations of the earth and to break down that which the devil has very strongly put together in great number, in great strength, as to overwhelm the children of God. But the wisdom of God is to have a bakery to quietly just make this cake and to release and to hit every formation of the world everywhere. We believe God that as the Lord spoke to us, we just began to see the objective of millet very, very clearly as he has laid in our hearts again and again in every single contact that he brings his people for this training. The message, in order to achieve this, in order to achieve the seeds that will bear the nature of God, and that's his own children, that is ministers, the message has been one: the cross, Christ and him crucified. Whenever people come to millet, Christ is lifted on the cross, and great encounters have been experienced as people meet the man of Calvary and see him crucified, and as to release the life of Christ in every participant. We have come a long way to be here and to be commissioning our participants online today. For what we can see today as millet, it started about several years ago. But as we listen to the issue paper this morning, we discover that is first of all the roots before the fruits. Sincerely speaking, the root of millet has been grown into the heart of our brother, our senior brother, Bregbilakon, many, many years ago, before what we now see to be millet came up. As I said, what we can now see to be millet started about 30 years ago, 29 to 30 years ago, back here in Boko, Nigeria. About 7 years later, another campus came on in Ilorin, also in Nigeria. Millet has been growing since then. The version of millet français, which is the French version, started in August 2015 in Abidjan. And the millet also operates in South Africa, the millet started in South Africa in July 2017 and in Ghana last year, 2021. The mode of operation, 2020 place, the mode of operation had always been that all the faculty, especially the teachers and some of the administrative staff would travel to all the centers to run millet. However, in July 2019, in South Africa, God began to indicate the fact that this cumbersome movement and restriction would have to change. We used to go from one nation to the other, one center to the other, running millet. Millet was going to be the only ministry that we'll be doing. God, in His wisdom, well before COVID, came to us as we're in South Africa in millet. What did happen to trigger this? Maybe it's a long story that I may not be telling us here. But well before millet, COVID, God began to indicate that millet must be restructured, the mode of operation must be changed. In January 5 to 12, 2020, as I said, before the COVID ever busted out, there about in February, March, God gathered all that were concerned with millet across the nations to a very intensive training and refocusing of millet, and came to cause us to know clearly that millet will go online. 2020 was a year where, while the whole world slept in COVID, millet was being baked, the online version and all that we go into it was being prepared. Today we are here to present the students for us, all of us that are gathered all over the centers for the commissioning online. We bless the name of the Lord that, as I said, millet has grown, and across the globe, there are many centers that millet students are gathered for the commissioning. I greet all the millet students across all the centers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and congratulate you that today, by the grace of God, the hand of the Lord will rest upon you and send you forth to be the seed, to be the cake that God has baked for all these years as to serve His purpose in the nations. 16 centers are holding millet students presently for commissioning. There are 10 in Nigeria, 1 in Ghana, 1 in Niger, there is 1 in Abidjan, 1 in Cotonou, 1 in South Africa, and we have some persons graduating from US. So we have a center there. Even if it is just that couple that is in US, as I greet you, when we are laying hands, you just lay hands on yourself for the Lord. We commission you. I present the millet students for the graduation. As I did say, there are 10 centers in Boko, in Nigeria. They are there in Port Harcourt, in Boko, 2 centers in Boko, and Awka, Ibadan, Ilorin, Lafia, Abuja, Yola, and Zuru. We are presenting them. Those in Boko that are millet student from set 26, we have 191 students across the centers from They are the ones that have been training Boko in set 26. They are 191. They are trained in English. Those that are trained in English in Ilorin in set 19 are 143. Because the Ghana Center now started last year, 2020, we have some students graduating from Ghana who were originally in Ilorin. They are 19. As even though South Africa doesn't have a graduating set particularly this year, but those that didn't graduate from the previous sets are gathering for commissioning in South Africa as well. There are 24. Frazed, as we say, are meeting in two centers in Cotonou and Abidjan. There are a total of 132. I forgot to say to you that the increase in millet also broke into the language training. Those are our languages here in Nigeria. We began to millet training in the languages. Today we are graduating 92 millet that were trained in Hausa. The training is called Fifita. In team, we have 96 students, and in Yoruba, we have 149 students. They are gathered in Ibadan and in Ilorin, and in Igbo, we have 71 students. We bless the name of the Lord that God is doing this for us today. I do know that after the charge and all that, and when we are going to be praying for the millet students, we have resource persons that will help us lay hands on the millet students. But all of you are involved to pray for us, to pray for millet and for the students, that what God has done in their lives will be released as they go forth to live and to serve the Lord among the nations. We will be taking testimonies from some of the students across the centers. And so now we will be getting ready to hear the testimonies as they come to us from millet students across the centers. So we will first of all take a testimony from Reverend Dennis in Ghana. Please, let me just say that you have less than 5 minutes to give your testimony. You mustn't tell all the story. Tell us the impact of millet on your life, your ministry, your family, as it occurred, how you came to millet, how millet changed you in any aspect of life as you encounter the cross. That's what we want to hear essentially from you. So can we take Reverend Dennis Jose Manuel from Ghana, please?
My journey in total with Living Seed is a whole moment. But this afternoon, I'm restricting myself to my attending of millet. And by the grace of God, I've been in the ministry, and I was a senior, I am a senior pastor, and so, having been coming to Boko for some time,
and the letter was always being advertised, I honestly didn't think that I needed that. Until one day, when Brother Gule spoke, and I was affected so much by it, and so when the door was opening for me to attend, I yielded. Honestly, I must say that I should have attended the lecture about 10 years ago. But you see, now I'm graduating, which I thank God for. He does things in his beautiful time. A few things that I would like to mention is this, the new curation man. You may be a minister and you could preach. Yeah, God has been working on you and things have been happening and you may think that that is all there is to ministry. And that is how it was for me until I attended the lecture and got to know that I honestly needed to be a new creation man to be able to carry Jesus in the performance of my duty and for my own life. And that is what Millet did to me. I have come to the point of knowing that it is no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives in me. My marriage has become the best because from Millet I got to know how to live with my wife. You know, sometimes as a minister, when some of these are not exposed to you, you will still think that in your house you are the king and everything else must go for you. But Millet has made me know that one needed to die to his flesh and to live for Jesus Christ. And that is what has been a great testimony for me. In the ministry, at a certain position, it is always very difficult to just listen to other opinions because you think you are the number one. But my life has made me know that it is Christ who has to live in me and all decisions have to be according to his will. And so I will recommend highly Millet for any minister who would like to really make it finally to the eternal home. And above all that, to be able to make that impact in this life. The effect of a lot of things we were taught in Millet. I remember I had to have a joint account with my wife. After one session, I told her, I said, you know something, let's keep one account. And it is something that it would never have happened. Because I thought to myself, it is mine and I must use that to dictate. Millet has taught me a lot. I have also learned from Millet never to be anxious. I remember I had the opportunity of having to see Brother Gule at the airport and it was critical that he needed to go to Abidjan. He had said a few things in his testimony during Millet teaching. And I saw how calm he was at the airport. At the end of the day, how God worked his out and got him out of Ghana was another miracle. And so I was also away somewhere, far away in the world. And then I was getting anxious and I remembered that, ha, don't be anxious. You have been taught. Just wait on the Lord. I said a word of prayer and quietly the Lord made a way out. The testimonies are such that I have only been given with 5 minutes. So I can't talk more. I just want us to know that Millet is something I would plead for every minister who wants to find himself pleasing the Lord must give in to attend Millet. Sometimes I feel that I should have done it long time ago. But now I am grateful to God that I have been taught the things of God. New creation man is at work. Don't be anxious for nothing. Just live as Jesus living in you. You don't fight with anybody. Your life is actually a testimony of the word of God. And you can only have that, not from any theological school, but Millet. And so God will bless you for the opportunity given to me. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for that testimony. It is Jesus doing it, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Will we take another testimony from Hausa Millet? We want to take a testimony from there. Can you come up quickly? The name, when you come, you tell us your name and tell us your set, and then quickly give us a testimony. If they are interpreting for you, you will know that your testimony must be half of what you needed to see. Say.
Okay. Sai dan da zan bayar abinda Allah ya mini a fifita. Na gode wa Allah domin a 2010 da na fara je Boko. Sai Ubangiji ya mini ya magana da ni ta wurin mafalki cewa in zan girma a cikin aiki ko kuma zan samu wani abu a cikin rayuwana ga dole ne in sake je makaranta. Sai ban gane da wannan mafalki ba, sai da na je Boko kuma ranar ta farko ko kuma shekara na farko kenan a lokacin da na je MLA ban san ko me ne ma ana yi a Boko ba. Sai gashi sai lokacin da za yi commissioner Millet sai na gani dalibai sun fita suna waka, sai kuma sai na gani Ubangiji ya magana da ni ya ce na tuna da mafalkin da ya ga mini cewa in dan na so zama wani ba cikin rayuwa ga abin da zan yi ga makaranta, yana son je makaranta. Na ce eh, ya ce to ga makaranta din kenan. Sai na ce ni ya wani ban san ko me ne ma ana yi a Millet ba. Sai na dawo gida, sai ban gama kowa ba a 2010. Sai na ci gaba, sai gashin nan sai har ban damu ba sai 2017. Sai na gama shi disciple na ce ga su ba ga marmari na ina son je Millet, in siya son je Millet. Lokacin ma ba fara fifita a lafiya ko ba. Sai ya bani shawara ya ce ni karba film. Sai na karbi wannan form na feeling a shekara nan a 2018 da na feeling da na tafi ba doke ni ba. Sai shekara na 2018 sai na sake feeling wannan form kuma na so biyu ba sake doke ni ba. Sai shekara 2019 na sake feeling, sai Allah ya bani sa sai kuma an dauke ni da na je wannan Millet. Sai Ubangiji ya zauna da ni, ya magana da ni, sai kuma na gode wa Allah saboda kalmansa zuwa gare ni. Ya koya mini dama lokacin da ina na ni Krista ne kuma har wani dattijo na a cikin ekklesia na, amma ban bar yin zunubi ba, ina zunubi boye, ina zina. Amma da na je wannan kwesuwa da Ubangiji ya ce mini in ban je wannan makaranta ba ni ba zan samu wani abu ba. Sai na gane cewa Ubangiji ya fara koya mini abubuwa da yawa wanda zai iya taimake ni a cikin rayuwana. Sai na gode na gani ya ka zuwa kalmomin da yana kawo mini. Sai na gode sai na gan kaina abubuwan da da ina yi, sai na gan nasara sosai a ciki. Musamman ma na gani wani kwesi wanda shi babanmu Bili ya faɗa, ya ce kowane alkawari na Allah, in Allah ya muka alkawari ya zama abunan da zaka kishe, domin kalman alkawarin Allah baya sakewa a cikin alkawarinsa. Sai na ci gaba da rayu, na ci gaba da kwesuwa, na ci gaba da tafiya a cikin wannan Milletin. Sai na a cikin shekarun da muka da ni na ci gaba da kwesuwa nan, na gani hannun Allah, hannun taimako na Ubangiji sosai a cikin wannan kwesuwa. Sai kuma Ubangiji ya taimake ni rayuwa na tashiwa da faduwa da da nake yi yau, ko kuma a cikin wannan kwesuwa, a cikin wannan lokacin da na ci da kwesuwa nan, na ga ci gaba, na ga nasara cikin rayuwa a cikin iyalina a cikin zaman gida tare da ni da matana dama ba zaman lafiya amma ta wurin millet na ganin ubangiji ya tabbake ni sosai akwai zaman lafiya a wurin aiki na kuma naga zaman lafiya naga cigaba ni malami ne a cikin makaranta sai na ganin ubangiji yana tabbake ni abubuwan da na sami kwaisuwa a cikin kwaisuwa na nan millet na ganin ubangiji ya fara gude mini shi yana bani ganewa yana kuma tabbake ni ina yin rayuwa na nasara yau na gode dama ni na gani kamar a cikin mantokin na da ubangiji ya ce ga makarantar da zan tafi kamin san nuna bu amma ni na gane cewa ashe ban lele ne wa ina bukatar makaranta na duniya nan ba ina ganin nasara ko kuma promotion da ni na samu a lokacin da na shiga millet na ya fi kowane promotion bana ma bukata wani promotion kuma ba in ba wannan ba in ma ubangiji ba ya sake daga ni kuma ba ni na ga wannan promotion ya fi matsayi na permanent secretary ya fi matsayi na governor ma domin ni na zama dalibi ne na mulkin sama bana neman wani matsayi kuma ba ni na ga ubangiji ya tabbake ni sosai na gode sosai.
To mungode Allah. And now somebody must interpret for us very briefly. If we don't have any interpretation, you will know that you have had a testimony. Somebody must interpret for us very briefly what he has said, when he came to Millet, how God spoke to him to come to Millet. And when he came to Boko and the Millet students were coming out, is somebody doing it for us from Latvia? Is Amos there? If Amos is hearing us, can you interpret that tongue to us briefly? Thank you.
Yes. Now, all he has said is, number one, that it was when he came to the MLR in year 2010 that as they were commissioning Millet students, that God spoke to him about that program. God had even given him a dream. And God told him that if he wants to become anything in life, now he will need this kind of training. Secondly, he said, even before he came to Millet, he's an elder in the church. But then he did not stop sinning. He committed sin, immorality, you know, in the secret. So that was the nature of his life. But then when he now came to Millet, he had an encounter with God. This encounter now gave him victory over sin. And this encounter gave him a new life. This encounter gave him a new lease in his relationship with his wife and in his family life. This encounter also went forward to affect even his workplace and all the things that he is now doing. Now, he's very grateful to God that he had the opportunity, even though the first time he applied for Millet, they did not take him. But then when he applied the second time, he had the privilege of being taken to come and do Millet in a Hausa language. And all the teachings, especially some of the teachings, again, that was shot at Hausa Millet of Brother Gilead Kani, so they actually touched his life and he actually experienced the new creation life. So he's very grateful to God for the opportunity to pass through Millet. And he's also recommending it for as many people as think that they want to become something in God's hand, that is something that they could try to believe God to be part of it. So in summary, Millet has affected his life very, very positively. Thank you and God bless you, sir.
We praise God for that. Thank you, Brother Amos. We will take another testimony from Frazette. Also, as a candidate who has gone through Frazette, Flora Boli, will bring us a testimony she or him has been speaking French, so somebody should be ready to please summarize it for us so that the rest of the world that don't understand the French may get to know what the testimony is all about. Is Laura Bolly ready?
Please, from which campus is that? We can't locate him.
It should be from Abidjan.
Can the center please raise their hands so that we can know where to
find
spotlight? The technical man at the center should use the computer to raise his hand.
Because I saw the left as an instrument in the hand of God.
Pour la transformation des vies.
To transform the lives of men.
Comment je suis arrivé à la phrase?
How did I come to the left?
C'était pasteur fondateur d'une église.
I was the founder and the pastor of a church.
Et j'ai été invité parmi un collège de pasteurs par un ami pasteur également.
I was invited alongside with other ministers of God for a meeting.
Et c'est la maison de repos qui était en train d'animer ce programme.
And at this meeting, it was the peace house team that was in charge of the meeting.
C'était du 12 au 19 février 2018.
So up to the date of December 2018.
Donc j'ai écouté des choses qui m'ont vraiment accroché.
I heard things that drew the attention of my heart.
Et c'est alors que j'ai entendu parler de cette formation qu'on appelle la phrasette.
And it was during this meeting that I heard about minutes.
Et tout ça, c'est par la grâce de Dieu que je l'ai fait.
All of this is by the grace of God that I was able to attend.
Parce que des formations, j'en avais fait par le passé.
Because I had already participated in many other trainings.
Et quand j'ai entendu parler de ça, je me suis dit, bon, certainement, c'est une comme les autres également.
That I came with the same mentality that this should be just like others.
Et les anciennes formations allaient constituer vraiment un obstacle pour moi.
And I discovered that the former trainings I've had would have been an obstacle for me.
Parce que la dernière que j'ai eu à faire a duré également 3 ans.
Because the last training I had also lasted for 3 years.
Au niveau de Libreville au Gabon.
In Gabon.
Et j'étais sorti de là avec un diplôme de la spécialisation du ministère pastoral.
And I had graduated with a certificate in pastoral, in specialization in pastoral ministry.
Et je me disais que c'était fini.
And for me, I had reached the height of my dream.
J'ai arrivé à la phrasette.
But if we let,
avec les titres qu'on m'avait donné déjà,
with the titles I have already gathered,
je me suis rendu compte que j'étais dans la présomption.
I discovered that I was just in supposition.
Et que les choses sur lesquelles je m'appuyais pour servir Dieu n'étaient qu'une toile d'araignée.
And the things I was, the things I trusted in as my resources to serve the Lord were just spider webs.
Après plusieurs années de ministère pastoral,
After many years in the ministry,
c'est au cours de cette formation le premier contact à Benjerville, à Abidjan.
It was during this training at the first contact in Benjerville
que je suis réellement né de nouveau.
That I actually gave my life to Christ.
La phrase a affecté presque tous les domaines de ma vie.
It has affected almost all the aspects of my life.
C'est quelque chose qui est rentré dans ma maison qui a réellement restauré mon foyer.
It is something that came into my home and restored my home.
Et quand je suis arrivé,
and when I came,
ce n'était pas quelque chose de caché.
It was nothing hidden.
Les enfants ont vu ça.
The children saw it.
Ma femme a vu ça.
My wife noticed
it. Et là, je me dis, si ce truc-là t'a amené à changer comme ça, moi aussi je vais le faire.
And she said, if this would have led you to change this way,
Dieu merci, ma femme m'a suivi.
And by the grace of God, my wife followed me.
Elle aussi, elle a commencé juste l'année d'après.
And she as well has started her business.
Donc, je voudrais encourager les serviteurs de Dieu.
I would like to encourage men of God.
De ne pas s'appuyer sur les anciennes formations qu'on a eu à faire.
To rely on old trainings that they have already been doing.
Aujourd'hui, je me rends compte que ma destinée même a été influencée.
Today I realize that even my destiny has been changed.
Et que ma vie a pris d'autres tournures.
And my life has taken another turn.
Donc je bénis le Seigneur pour tout ce qu'il a fait pour moi à travers cet instrument qu'est la phrasette.
So I bless the Lord for using the letter as an instrument to transform my life.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
We praise the name of the Lord. Because of time, we will take only one more testimony. From South Africa. If you are speaking from South Africa, please come on quickly and give us a testimony. Know that we have reduced your time to 4 minutes, so be very fast telling us what Millet has done in your life. There is nobody from South Africa. Okay, please start again and let's hear you.
Yes, my name is David Mashwane. I just want to give the testimony of what the Lord has done in my life, especially in marriage. When I went to Millet in 2016, which I could not be commissioned because I lost my passport then, and then I waited for this time. I was just giving a last chance of seeing if the life of Jesus Christ is working really in marriage, because somewhere, somehow, I will struggle while I gave my life to say I want to die. And then I got the opportunity to go to Millet. After Millet, by the grace of God, Millet affected my marriage, because in the marriage, I was struggling. I was just living the life of being a hypocrite. Even though I was working as a pastor, I would struggle secretly. But when I come before the congregation, I will just read from the intellect. But after Millet, my marriage never became the same again. I became victorious in marriage since then up until now by the grace of God. So from then I saw that Millet is working, because I knew that if Millet did not work for my marriage, there will be no other thing that will be successful, because everything begins at home. So that is the testimony that I want to give. That's why I had to continue following Jesus Christ, because I saw him working in my marriage, and my marriage became victorious because of Millet. I used to cajole people to say, I'm victorious publicly, but secretly I would be struggling. But today, by the grace of God, Millet has made my marriage to be victorious, and my wife can be able to testify what I'm saying. She is my witness, because I was struggling. We were struggling a lot in marriage, but we thank God for Millet. Thank you very much.
Oh, we praise the name of the Lord. We took these testimonies because he wanted us to know the objectives of Millet and what God is doing with Millet. We believe, God, that today, as we commission all these students releasing them into the world, this effect of Millet will have effect on the world as they minister, as they live and minister in the name of Jesus. Our Millet application is online. Application and admission is done online. I give you the address that you can access the application online. The portal will be open in March next year. The address is https is flashed on the screen, but let me just read it now. https /// milletadmissions.livingseed.net. Next year, by March, by the grace of God, the portal will be open for admissions. I have the pleasure to invite a brother who will be giving us the exhortation before this commissioning. Our brother Amos, please, you can come on. Amos is coming to us from Uganda, and he will be bringing us the exhortation.
I want to thank God for this opportunity. I want to also thank the leadership for giving me this opportunity to bring this exhortation at this Millet commissioning. I want to congratulate all our Millet graduates that have been commissioned across the globe today. I want to say to you first that your commissioning today is very, very significant, because it's coming at a very, very crucial time. Of course, crucial because of COVID, but that is not all. As we have heard from the principal this evening, even before COVID, the Lord began to speak to us that the growth of Millet will bring Millet into this kind of commissioning that we are doing today. And you being the first to be commissioned in this manner, I want to say that you are the first fruit of the promise of God to expand Millet and to bring it into this nature all over the world. And just like we have heard yesterday in the main messages or in the main message, now we are commissioning you today by the grace of God, and we are sowing you back as seeds that will germinate, that will produce the full manifestation of what God has said to us concerning Millet. Now, but much more importantly, as I bring this exhortation to you, your own commissioning is coming at a very, very crucial time. Crucial time that the Church of God is under intense pressure, very serious pressure at a time like this, and hell has been let loose to see whether the church can be swallowed in many places all over the world, to see whether the people of God can be exterminated. Now, so your commissioning is coming at a very serious stage when the church is passing through what it has passed through in some other times, very serious persecution, very serious confrontation. My prayer is that as you are being commissioned and you are being sent forth, the Lord of heaven will go with you. The Lord of heaven will equip you and make you instrument in his hand in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now permit me to read with you Matthew chapter 16. Matthew, the gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13 to verse 19. The gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 16 from verse 13 to 19. Now the word of God says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said unto him, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, that blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou bind that loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray together? Our Father and our God, we want to thank you for this opportunity to commission those that we have passed through this training under Millet. Lord, we want to ask, O God, that not only to them, but to all of us, you will speak to our hearts at this moment. You will, Lord, help us even as your church is passing through a very crucial time. At a time like this. Thank you, blessed Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I just want to exhort you very briefly under the topic, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So in verse 18, the Lord Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, I discovered that when you talk about gates in the Bible, now, looking at one or two references in the Bible, that actually gives us some biblical definition of the way gates have been used in the Word of God. Now, in Proverbs 31, verse 23, now, talking about the righteous woman, the Bible says, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Now again, when you look at Ruth chapter 4 and verse 1 and 2. Ruth chapter 4 and verse 1 and 2. Now when Ruth was to be married, you will discover that the Bible says, and Boaz went to the gates. And when he got to the gates, he told the nearer kinsman, he said, you sit here. He took 10 of the elders of the city. And there they now decided about how the marriage of Ruth and all of that will go. Now, looking at all of that, I'm trying to understand that when Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell. Now, it's looking to me from the biblical definition now that gates are, is a place where decisions are being taken. Now, sometimes in some places, they gather in town halls. Some other places, they gather even under the tree in order to take decisions. So when Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell. Now, it means that the decisions of hell, the strategy of hell, the all the things that hell and the plans of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, the first thing I want to put to you before you as you go under this commissioning and the power of God today is that the promise to build the church of God now is a promise that came from the mouth of the Lord Jesus himself. It's the Lord Jesus himself that said, I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, so you need to know that this promise is coming from the mouth of the Lord himself. Now, but I want to take a very, very quick and brief case study this evening. Now, to look at the manifestations of the gates of hell and to look at how the Lord Jesus has continually confirmed that I am the builder of my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when you look at Acts of Apostles, we will not be able to take an in-depth study this evening, but looking at Acts of Apostles, you will discover that at the very beginning of the church, now gates of hell began to try to prevail against the church. The gates of hell tried to manipulate whether they can prevail, whether they can overcome the church. Now, in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, the Holy Ghost came and the church on earth was inaugurated. Now, and the Bible said, even as people were saying they are drunk, and Peter came up and he delivered that sermon, 3,000 people gave their life to Christ. Now, 3,000 people, they gave their life to Christ. Now, at that incident, as if the gates of hell suddenly woke up and suddenly discovered that if one sermon made 3,000 to escape from our domain, this same man preached again and another 5,000 escaped. Apart from those that are being saved daily, apart from those that are being saved every day. Now, as if the gates of hell went to consult, they went to meet, they went to strategize. And what was it that they said? Now, it looks as if we're just looking at people sitting in the council, but behind them, I want to suggest that it is the meeting of the gates of prevail against the church. Now, when you look at Acts chapter 4 and verse 16, Acts chapter 4 verse 16, now the Bible says, saying, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable sign has been done by them, it is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. So what was the first manifestation of the gates of hell? Now, intimidation. An attempt to intimidate the church, an attempt to intimidate the carriers of revival. Say, let us threaten them. Let us strictly warn them. Let us open eyes at them and say, don't speak in this name again. Now, but just like Jesus said, I am the builder of my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Now we saw that that manifestation of the gates of hell did not succeed. Because there and there, Peter answered them and said, sorry, we cannot but speak of the things that we have seen, the things that we have heard. So whether it is right in your own eyes to listen to God, to listen to man than God, you judge it. Now, so the attempt to intimidate them did not succeed. Now, as you go under this power of God as you have been commissioned today, you will meet the manifestation of the gates of hell in an attempt to intimidate you, to intimidate you of what God has done in your life in Millet, to intimidate you of the message of the new creation. Some will try to rubbish it. Sometimes even people that are around the church, religious people, they will try to intimidate you. They will say, excuse me, when did you give your life to Christ? Is it because you went to Millet? Now, you don't worry. Keep holding to this promise of the Lord. Now, speak with boldness like Peter. that we cannot but speak of the things we have had, we have seen, we have learned, we have also been able to touch. We have experienced that this new creation life is real. It has affected our life, just as several of our brethren were giving testimony, if not that there was no time, of how this new creation message, new creation life, has affected them, has made them to have victory over sin, victory over the devil, victory over the world, and has set their life and their path on the life of, on the path of eternity. Now, for the gates of hell, we made an attempt to intimidate you. Now, they did that before. Remember, even as the world is putting the church under great pressure, that Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when intimidation did not work, what else did they do? In Acts chapter 5 and verse 41 to verse 40, verse 40 to verse 41. Acts chapter 1, verse 40 to verse 41. Now, and to that, to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus. And then they let them go. Verse 41. Now the Bible now says, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they have been counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Now what is that? Persecution. When intimidation did not work, they persecuted them. They even beat them physically. These are not young men. These are not youths. But they just want to stop and see whether they can prevail against the move of God. Now, hell has been let loose, even at this our own time. And all kinds of strategy of the hell and intimidation and all of that is being put together to see whether this revival move can be stopped. Now, as you are going forth today, under this commissioning and the power of God, know that when you meet intimidation, when you meet persecution, now, may God grant you the opportunity and the strength and the grace to respond appropriately, knowing that Jesus, the Master, has said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, the Bible said, when they beat them, they were thinking that they would start crying. They were thinking that they would put their hands on their head. Now, but the Bible said, they left the council rejoicing that they were even counted worthy to suffer shame for the sake of the name of Jesus. Now, so as you go, when you meet persecution, may the Lord grant you correct attitude. May the Lord help you by grace to respond correctly, just like these people did. Now, when intimidation did not work, and then persecution did not work, now by the time we got to Acts chapter 5, Acts chapter 5, and from verse 1 to verse 11, I don't have the time to read it, but now you know the story of Ananias and Sapphira. Now, what is the manifestation of the gate of hell there? Now, it is subversion. The gate of hell tried to subvert the church. And what is the meaning of subversion? Subversion is a systematic attempt to overthrow a government by working from within, from inside. It means to undermine. So when it looks as if the gate of hell was not succeeding, say, okay, so can we get some agents from among them? Can we persuade some to work for us? And then you know the story of how the believers were selling their land, they were bringing the money, and they were laying it at the apostles' feet. And whichever way the devil went, and the gate of hell consulted, say, if we can get an inroad among them. Now, Ananias and Sapphira became the victim. Now, you know the rest of the story. And the Bible said they came, and all that happened. Eventually, they lost their lives. Now, we also today have people that are being used, that the devil is being mobilized from within, whether it can weaken the church from within. When it comes from outside and it's not succeeding, you say, can I come from inside? Some have been bribed, some have compromised the name of Christ. Some, we think they are standing for us, but eventually we discover they are not. Now, but What am I saying to you as you go? You will meet every attempt of the gate of hell to see whether you can be recruited. Some will say, please cool down. If you can only cool down, we'll give you a position, we'll do this, we'll do that. Remember that as you were in Millet these 2 years, you have been taught and you have seen that life of faith can be lived. You have seen that prosperity is first the prosperity of the soul. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. All other things shall be added unto you. Now, you have been taught, the instructors, the flock group leaders, all the people that God used, they have used their life and their testimony to give example vividly and to show that this new creation message actually works. Whether it's in the government office, whether it's in everywhere, whether it's in the ministry, it actually works. So we are sending you forth as ambassadors of the Lord. We are sending you forth as testimony or the visual of this message of the new creation life. That before you even begin to preach it, let people see it in your life. You must never become part of those in any way that will be subjected to any form of subversion or that will yield to any form of subversion. You must never in any way, for whatever reason, there's nothing anybody can promise you that will equal this message that God has brought to you, that has changed your life, that has also changed your family and everything that has to do with you. Now, how do we know again that the gates of hell actually fail? Now, when you read chapter 5 and verse 12, the Bible says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. So the church continued to march on, and the gates of hell could not prevail against the church. I thought they would go to sleep. I thought they would go to rest. Now, but what am I discovering again is that in chapter 6, the gates of hell came again. And this time around, what did they come with? They came with division. So when you read chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 7, they came with division. And if you permit me to say, they came with denominationalism. There was this matter now between the Grecian women, the Hebrew women, and this complaint and all of that. Now, it was when the apostles responded correctly that we knew that this was actually where the gates of hell were going. Now, he said, we cannot leave the preaching of the word of God and prayer. We now knew that the essence of that introducing that division is for the apostles to leave the preaching of the word of God. If it were possible for them to now go and start administration, to start administering bread, administering rice, and all of that. Because it's like their messages was becoming too hot for the gates of hell. The rate at which people were turning their life to Christ and decamping from hellfire unto eternal life was becoming too much. So what can we do? Let us divide them. So they came with division. Now, but thank God for leaders that are sensitive. Thank God for leaders that are focused. They say, excuse me, it is not right, it is not correct for us to leave the preaching of the word of God and prayer to go and share bread. We are going to put people in charge of this thing. Now, what am I telling you as you go? And all of us that are listening to this, now thank God for the way the Bible study has dealt with the issue of denominationalism. Say, please don't become a denominational man at heart. Please don't be divided. Don't divide the body of Christ. Now, as you go, we are not sending you to go and divide the body of Christ. You are holding the truth of the word of God. Now, it should be evident in your life. Now, that is why in most cases in Millet, except there's a cogent reason, once you join Millet, we don't permit you to start moving from one church to another. Now, it is because we have seen that this is part of the strategy, you know, to divide, to weaken, to scatter, to reduce the strength of the church. But we thank God for what God is doing again at this point. We are gathered all over the globe from different churches, different walks of life, different denominations, different understanding, and the center and the what is pulling all of us together is Jesus. Paul say, and we preach Jesus and him crucified. So what am I saying to you today? That go and preach Jesus. Go and preach him crucified. Don't allow yourself to become agent of division in any place. And if in any way you have become one, this is an opportunity for you to repent. If you are the one that splitted the church of God in different places into pieces, now, and it has become weak and almost becoming extinct, now can you repent and say, Lord, I come back to you. But as you have been commissioned today, now go with this understanding that God has raised you up, he has trained you for the body of Christ. He has input into your life all that he did because he wants the body of Christ to be affected afresh in this our generation. Because he wants this promise of Jesus that I will build my church and the gate of hell will not prevail against it. He wants you to be instruments. He wants you to be ambassadors to carry it out and to confirm it. May the Lord help you to do that in the name of Jesus. Now, how do we know again that the gate of hell did not succeed? Now look at verse 7. And the Bible says, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great company of priests became obedient to the faith. Gate of hell failed and failed woefully again. I thought they would go to rest. But you know, their father, the devil, the chairman of that council, the Bible says, is a liar and the father of all liars. He's an attempter. He can attempt something 2,000 times. He said, if the 2001 succeed, it will pay off for all the ones that did not succeed after all. Now, so as you are going, we are encouraging you that as hands have been laid on you today, it's for this move. It's for this thing that God is doing. It's beyond any church. It's beyond any denomination. Christ and him crucified is the center. May the Lord help you to hold that which you have seen, even in the midst of all those that brought instructions to you in Millet, in different languages, different campuses, you will confirm that this instruction is the same. Jesus and him crucified. That is our message. And that should be the center of your message as you go, so that you will not become an instrument for division. Now, when division did not work, what else did the gate of hell now do? By the time we now get to chapter 7 of Acts of Apostles. Now you remember that Stephen, one of the seven, now he did not only serve bread and serve rice, he also went forward to wrought miracles, you know, to preach, and they could not withstand him. And the Bible said, they now went, they did all that they did, which I don't have time to bring before you within this short time. But then they drag him to the council. They drag him to the high priest. And the high priest say, Stephen, all this thing that they are talking about, is that so? Now, I have not seen a man that has experienced the kind of life that God has caused you also to experience. The new creation life. Now, the Bible says it started from the history of the children of Israel. And it went on and on until it got to the gospel. Now, and until he was able to see the Son of God standing at the right hand of God. Now the Bible says they stopped their ears. They say this is blasphemy. And they went and stoned him and stoned him and stoned him to death. Now what is this strategy now? Elimination. Elimination. When intimidation did not work, when persecution did not work, when subversion did not work, when division did not work, they say now let's be a bit more serious. Let's begin to eliminate. So they apply elimination. So the Bible said they stoned Stephen to death. Now, but what was his response even to this manifestation of the gates of hell is what I want you to note with me as I begin to bring this short exhortation to a close this evening. Now in look at verse 59 and verse 60. Verse 59 and 60 say, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Verse 60. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now, this exhortation, or in this exhortation, I cannot in any way begin to attempt to answer all the several questions they used to ask us. How should the church respond to persecution when we are being killed, when we are being stoned, when we are being all that is happening to the church all over the world? But I wish that even when any of us face elimination, we will be able to respond like Brazil indeed. Say, Lord, don't lay this charge on them. It's one of the manifestations of the gates of hell, and it is becoming much more evident in this our own time when the church has gone under intense pressure. Much more in Nigeria and even some other nations of the earth. Now, but Stephen, the Bible said, this is the way he responded. He said, Lord, don't lay this charge to them. As a result of this, we can discover that later on, somebody like Paul, who was the one that was keeping the clothes of those that were stoning him, became the apostle that he became, because God heard this prayer. Now, what is the final manifestation of the gates of hell that I want to just point out before I stop for us to pray? Now, in Acts of Apostles chapter 8, now when all that they did not work, now the Bible said, verse 4, as my time is finished, therefore, they that were scattered abroad, they went everywhere preaching the gospel. Dispersion. When intimidation did not work, they applied persecution. When persecution did not work, they applied subversion. When subversion did not work, they applied division. When division did not work, they applied elimination. And finally, they scattered them. But then the Bible now says, all that were scattered, they went everywhere preaching the gospel. Now, as I stop here, I know that very soon hands will be laid on you. You will be committed unto the grace of God and unto his power. Now, whichever of this manifestation you come across, now respond the way the early church responded. Trust God for grace to do that even if it means that becomes your chariot unto eternity, Jesus will be there standing to welcome you. I commit you unto the grace of God. And as we have been prayed for today, I pray that the grace and the mercy of God will go with you. I pray that the Lord will cause that all that you have passed through in Millet will be seen evidently. You yourself will become audiovisual of Millet. And God will use you as first fruit now to bring about the push and a greater impact in this revival. Now, I want us to just pray together at this point. Father and our God, we want to thank you for this opportunity just to bring this short charge to our brethren that have been commissioned at different points all over the globe, in different parts of the globe this time. Lord, I want to pray that, Lord, this promise that you yourself made, that I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Lord, I want to pray that when they meet any manifestation of the gates of hell, they will remember that the builder of the church is the Lord Jesus himself. Our Father, we thank you. As this program continues, Lord, please, we want to pray that every hand that will be laid on them, all the charge that will be given to them again, Lord, they will take it to heart. And as they go, oh God, we will hear good testimony about them to the glory and to the praise of your name. Thank you, blessed Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are grateful to God for the opportunity for us to do this commissioning this way, and also to praise the Lord for all our Millet students that we are commissioning. We've never gone this way before, but God has led us, just as our principal told you, the history of Millet and the way God has guided us. And we are doing this not because of COVID. We are doing this because the Lord led us ever before COVID came. God made it clear to us that Millet has come to a level where it has to be released across the waters, and that God will have to show us how to carry this because of the urgency of what God wants to do. And the charge I will have brought to you, our brother Amos had done so much, so I will not give any other different charge. I will only be bringing you to a point where we can commission you to move. But the way we are going to do your commissioning is that because you have been arranged in different centers, I think you said we have 16 commissioning centers. I would like to recognize all of you. All the people that are in Boko GRA Center, can you please flash them out for us? Lanre, please help at this point that all the centers, we want to recognize them. They will stand up and they will shout one hallelujah, so that we are sure they are there. Because this is the point at which hands will be laid on them and the word of the Lord will be imparted to them and the grace of God will be released upon each of you, wherever you are. The GRA Center, can you bring them up for me? Now it's not there. The GRA Center, and all the centers where we have commissioning Millet students, can I ask you to please use your electronic means to raise your hand so that we'll just know that you are there and we can bring you up very quickly. Right? All the hands, bring all the hands that are raised up one by one so that I know. I can see Cote d'Ivoire, Abidjan Center. Can you bring them up? Wow. Is that US? Is that Alabama?
That's Birmingham.
Okay, Birmingham. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, God bless you. Please pin them out for me to see. The people from, all right, that's from US. Thank you very much. You can sit down for now. When we are ready, you will stand up again. God bless you. That's good. Branare, which is the one you have shown us there? Lafayette Center, can you all stand up so that we can, all right, God bless you. Lafayette Center is mainly our Hausa Fifita class. Wave your hand and shout hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. All right, you can sit down. Thank you. Now, where is the next center you are bringing, Branare, please?
This is Ilorin.
Ilorin Center, can you stand? All the Millet students in Ilorin Center, we have one for the three of you. Wave your hand and shout, hallelujah! All right, thank you. God bless you. I hope you are hearing yourself when you shout hallelujah. Very important. Now, where's the next class?
This is Yola.
Yola Jimeta Center. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. Thank you. All right.
All right.
The next speaker, please.
This is Niger Republic.
All right. Let's have our brothers and sisters that are being commissioned from Niger Republic. All right, thank you. God bless you.
Now, this is Ghana.
The Ghana Center, Accra. Can you stand up so we can welcome you? All right. We have about 16 of them. God bless you. Thank you. They're in Legon Center. Thank you. Amen. Midasi.
Now, this is Zuru.
Oh, Zuru Center from Kebbi State. Zuru, thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. We are seeing you. Sit down. I'll be calling you up again.
We have in Abuja.
Karishi Center in Abuja. Can you stand as we... Right. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now be seated. I'll tell you what to do next, later on. Where is the next one?
This is, I have 2-3 centers on, this is Boko.
Right, and, Boko. Stand up. Is that GRA Boko?
This is GRA Boko.
Boko GRA, God bless you. Thank you. The Lord bless all of you in the name of Jesus.
Next, we have Anambra. I think that should be the Igbo Center.
The Igbo Center from Anambra State. Oka Center, can you stand up?
Oka, all right.
In Igbo language. That's good, thank you. Hallelujah is one language. All of us will see when we get to heaven. Where is the next one, please?
This is Pakamisa. In South Africa.
Right, thank you. God bless you. We have 24 of them. God bless you there. Thank you.
The yes. Next is Baza in Adamawa State.
Okay, Michika Center.
Michika, yes.
Adamawa State, can you rise? Michika? All right. God bless you. We welcome you in Jesus' name. This is great.
Now the next is Ibadan.
Ibadan Center. Both English and Yoruba. Please stand up.
Yes.
All right.
You're a big host.
You are a host. We shout hallelujah on your behalf. Hallelujah. God bless you. All right. That's Ibadan.
Now we have one. Is there a center in Port Harcourt?
Yes, Port Harcourt, please.
Rumuibo.
Port Harcourt, can you write? Aha, God bless you from Port Harcourt. That's great. Thank you.
And the Abidjan, they are still struggling to set their camera, but I think they are there now.
The Abidjan.
Cote d'Ivoire.
From Cote d'Ivoire, can you rise?
That's the French center.
Yes, the francophone of Fraser.
Élevez-vous.
All right, God bless you. Thank you.
And
where is the Cotonou now?
That's the last center.
We're waiting for another one for the tea class. So, where is this?
Is there any from Cardinal? No, I don't think so. They just raised their hand.
Thank you, Cardinal. We are not commissioning you. We have KCC in Kaplis in Benue State.
Okay, coming up 1 minute. Yeah, here they are.
All right, can you wave your hand to us? God bless you. That's the team Millet class. God bless you in the name of Jesus. All right. We thank God for all the 16 centers. Now, when we will begin the commissioning, all of you that are being commissioned, you will step out and kneel down as you are in Boko. And all the people that we have assigned to lay hands, some of our faculty members that are around there, some of our staff that are there, and those that have gone through Millet and have been standing, you will come along and you will lay your hands on the brethren. What God has done in your life, you are trusting that God will pass it on unto them as well. Now, when they come out and they kneel down, we shall give you about 10 minutes just to lay hands and pray for them. And after that, you will stand by their side, your hand still being upon them. You'll be representing the hand of the elders here, which we will have loved to stretch. So we'll stretch a hand on everyone like that, and we shall invoke the grace of God upon each of your lives. So in US, all our staff team that are there, and the Millet graduates, those that have graduated from Millet, want you to come out and lay hands on them, even though there are only two of them. And in all the places that we have earmarked, the Lord will stand by us and honor his word today in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, two more things as we now go into the prayer of commissioning. I will draw some few issues that we are praying on you over as you are going from us. In Acts chapter 13, we saw what we're about to do now. And I'll just read it and tell you the significance of what God is asking us to do. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, they parted unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. That is what God is asking us to do to you this evening. What was the implication of it? The first thing is that even though God is the one who has called you, God is the one who has led you to us, God is the one that is has baked you as a bread that God was going to use to fall on the camp of the Midianites, God is the one that has prepared you to become his own good seed that was going to cast into the nations and cause there to be a great harvest for the kingdom of God. Yet we know that the Bible said, the Lord spoke and said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." So God engages the hand of his servants to release you, to send you forth into that which the Holy Ghost has called you into. So, and when they have fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. They sent them away. So they've been sent forth. So let me note with you, what we are doing here is not a send off. We don't send you off. We are sending you forth. We are not severing you from relationship and from fellowship. We are only sending you forth into the work to which God, the Holy Ghost, has already called you, for which you have been prepared and equipped. The reason why we do that today, you know, we are not giving you any paper certificate because we had already known that what will be the certification of your life is your life. And what will be the evidence that you went through Millet is the result that God will be producing through your life. If your life cannot speak for us, and we have to start writing another epistle, then Millet has failed. We have sent you forth to become our epistle, and we are trusting God that so you will be in the name of Jesus Christ. And so as we are going to be praying for you, and prayer will be holding as soon as I release this and say, okay, please step out, and all the brethren that have been so assigned, they will just please come with them and lay hands on them and pray. Make sure the hands is on every brother, every sister, because it is important. And when they have laid their hands upon them, they send them forth. They send them away. I will do the sending forth. That will be the commissioning that I'm going to do from here. And everybody will be part of that. Now, God has brought you to us for the 2 years of your training. And while you are here with us, we showed you what ministry is. We showed you that ministry is first of all the expression of Christ's life. So as we send you forth now, we are sending you forth to operate a ministry of life. We said the authority of your ministry will be your life. So as you go right now, whether God is now planting you on the pulpit, or planting you in a professional calling, or planting you in any area, or is sending you out into a mission field, go and minister by life. We say you must carry the light that is shining in darkness. Even though you are going to speak, you are going to speak, you are going to preach, yet something confess, a light that is shining. So we want to release you into a ministry of life, imparting people with the life of Christ everywhere you go. The Lord will make you his minister, and he will lay upon you the fire with which you are going to penetrate in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. While you are here with us, all of you could recognize that the word of God came alive through all the people that God used, either in any language or the millet language, whether in French or all that we have gone through, all of you, you have a testimony that you never saw the word of God like you saw it. The spirit of revelation rested upon Millet from one contact to another. As you are going, we are releasing that spirit of revelation upon you. The word of God that changes life will not be scarce in your mouth. The word of God that transforms people, just as it transformed you while you sat in Millet, that same authority of the word of God by its revelation of the Holy Ghost shall be laid upon you, and you will go to succeed in your ministry, in the things to which God has called you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you will notice that while you are with us, you saw the grace of God. We didn't talk about it, but you saw grace. You saw the grace of life. You saw the grace that made people to serve you, regardless of their position. You saw the grace of giving. We gave ourselves to you without any charge. Whatever God gave us, we did not keep back from you. As we send you forth, We are asking that God's grace will become imparted to your life. Grace to live above sin. Grace to serve God acceptably. Grace to give. Grace to become selfless giver, sacrificial giver, to see the kingdom of God established. God will release that grace upon you even as you go in the name of Jesus Christ. While you are with us, we were deliberate. We wanted to introduce you to the life of faith. We want you to know what it means to live by faith. We want you to know how to live by faith. And that is not just peace house pattern. This is not just peace house style. We are not talking about style. We are talking about a demand of God on our lives. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And any work that is not done by faith, the Bible says, is sin. So you see, living by faith for us is a life. It's the life we have learned from God, and we have tried to show you how to live by faith. How not to beg men. And many of you, in the course of your time with us, you came back with testimony. Say, this thing works. It did not only work while you are in Millet, it will work for you for the rest of your life. You will grow in this way of living by faith. You are not going to be bound by the spirit of mammon. You are going to do a work that will subdue Philistines and will send the Midianites, the Amalekites, on their heels, because this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Your faith life will grow from here. Even though you are going far away from us, we did not give you something that is only workable while you are in Boko or while you are in the Millet Center. We gave you what is transportable, what will grow everywhere you go. And so as we send you forth, the spirit of faith will rest upon you, and you will grow in that life of faith, and you will cause the purpose of God, because all the people that did anything that affected their generation, they did it by faith. They did it by faith. Anything not done by faith does not meet God's standard. So as we send you forth, we are praying that the spirit of faith will go with you. What you have learned, don't throw it aside, because it's not just for 2 years. It's for life. You remember I said over and over again to all of you that this experience you are having is a life for life. It's a life for the rest of your life, and until we get to eternity, we're expecting that you will live the new Christian life, grow in it, and walk in its reality. While you are here with us, we trusted God to release to you the spirit of the fear of God. All the people you related with, we were not policing anybody. All the brothers that were cooking in the kitchen, nobody was supervising them. They were serving as unto the Lord. We wanted you to be in an atmosphere where it is not because somebody is coming, that's why you are running around. You will notice that we live freely like that. Nobody particularly threatened you as you are going. We are sending you forward with the spirit of the fear of God, that the presence of God will be the one that regulates your life. You are not going to be waiting for someone to issue you a query before you do what is right. The life of Christ in you is enough to keep you walking in the will of God for the rest of your life. Now, we also trusted that you will have understood what the body of Christ is. Because the end time that God has brought us into, we are no longer, God is no longer interested in a divisive ministry. God wants his church to become one. And that is why Millet, we admitted every one of you from different denominations, Pentecostal, evangelical churches, Orthodox churches, Anglican, Presbyterian, all the churches. We slept together. We ate together. We worshiped together. We studied the Bible together. And we lived together. We proved to you that the body of Christ is real and is possible. Now we are sending you forth to carry the body for the body of Christ. Go and minister as a servant to the body of Christ. Whatever your church denomination is, it must be only a congregation inside the body of Christ. And we have prayed with you that denominationalism was not going to become a matter in the coming days. That whether you're Anglican or you are Assemblies of God or whatever denomination, we even admitted people from the Zionists, those of you from South Africa, to show you that it is not garment that matters. What matters is the heart of people. And when the new creation man comes, everybody becomes the same. We have done that in Nigeria. We have done that in different places. And we have seen that the body of Christ is real. And even as we are sitting in the meeting now, all over the place, you can see the body of Christ. Our centers are in different churches. Those of you in Ibadan, you will see that the center where you are sitting was the Hebron Center of the Nigerian Baptist Convention, and they are freely giving it to us. We are not paying anything for that. Some of you are sitting in cathedrals that belong to the Anglican and in different places. All this is showing you that the work to which God brought you to be trained is a labor that belongs to the body of Christ. So as you go again, we are sending you forth to build into the body of Christ. We are sending you forth to be a species of servants of God, that in them there is no Jew, no Greek, there is no denominationalism, so that the revival for which we have been praying will no longer be delayed. Jesus said that they may be one. The glory you gave me, I've given them, that they may be one, and that the world may know that you are the one that sent me. So we send you forth, no longer to pursue ambition. We believe that in Millet, your ambition died. So as you go now, only what concerns Christ must concern you. And the only reason to live now is Christ. He said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So we send you forth, and as hands are laid on you, we are imparting all of this to your spirit in a very deliberate way. It shall be well with you. The body of Christ will respond to you anywhere you go from now on in the name of Jesus Christ. While you are here with us, we taught you that the work with God precedes the work for God. And we saw that you will only work in God's word into the work that God has ordained for you. So again, as we are sending you forth, we send you forth to work with God. Your work with God is our concern. When you work with God, your work for God will blow up. Enoch worked with God. Noah worked with God. Abraham walked with God. All the people that you will look at, they walked with God. Moses walked with God. Daniel walked with God. May you go from here to walk with God. May God make you his friend continually, that Christ may find in you a vessel through which his life and the aroma of his life can be made manifest. This we are trusting God that as hands are laid on you, you will go and not deviate. You will go and walk in this path. And the hand of the Lord Almighty will keep you growing. And as we have seen and as we have believed God, you will be those foundation of many generations. Many more lives will break forth through you. And you also will become a reference point in the body of Christ. And from the different nations where you have come from, because we know that some of the people in South Africa, they have come from Zimbabwe, Some have come from Malawi and all the nations where you come from. God will use you as firebrands, and you will cause the glory of God to break forth upon the land. Can I now ask you all to please rise and migrate yourself to the altar and just kneel down there. Lift up your two hands to God while the brothers and sisters that we have so commissioned or mandated to please come forward and lay hands on them while we are praying together. We have only 10 minutes to do all of that. Hands must be laid on everybody. And I want the rest of the congregation to please stand with us to show that you are standing with us in sending forth these men, in releasing them into the new states that God is creating for them. Shall we do that very quickly on site? Please step out and get on your knees. Thank you very much. All of you, quickly do so. Thank you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. I want all our staff in Pakamisa and all our Millet graduates that are there, please move and lay hands on the people. Step forth your hand towards them. And if hands are not enough, I just want everybody to stretch hands on these people as we pray for them. Thank you very much. Now, the Hausa people in Latvia, the ones in Niger Republic, please all come out. The hand of the Lord will be upon you. You are going forth in the name of the Lord. It shall be well with you. And those of us that are here, we are also sending for that prayer on your behalf. Let's go and pray. Let's go and pray. Those in Port Harcourt, those in Ibadan, those in Ilorin, those in Zulu, all of you, those in Abidjan, those in Kutonu, wherever you are, please step out. As I mentioned your center, heaven is going to turn towards you. God is going to walk in your midst. We are going to see you break forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. Those that are in Legon Center, oh, you are our first kind of set into Ghana. Ghana is going to become another sending agent into the nation. God has told us that land is going to become another base for the glory of God to break forth. And you are going to be part of that. Go ahead, Bariba Sankarabashiri. Zembo Kotoro Boshinda Makara Masaila. Rekuza Baruba Shinka Turi Masoria. Zekiria Lamashanda Makondo Roboshiri. Baruba Saila Mashanda Rabasaila Mashiria. Loko Robo Sankariba Shiria. Rekusa Lima Tauya Makara Masaila. Rekotoko Zembo Roboshinda Bakuri Masaila. As hands are laid on you, just go on receiving from God. Just tell God, you are sending me forth. There's a new dimension. You are not just going to continue what you used to be. God did not bring you to Millet as a repetition of the old. He made you brand new creation. And you started seeing a new way of life, a new way of ministry. You have seen things. Your families have changed. Your marriages have received newness. So God will continue to make it to grow. God will continue to enlarge it. God will continue to move in your life for the fulfillment of his determinate counsel. Pastia Rabba Shanko Torobo Kamba Ruba Shiria Rima Mama Mama Sandaka Robo Shinda Makori Moshim Rekuta Rima Samba Rabba Shinda Bakundo Robo Shiri Law Baruba Saila Mashanda Bakundo Robo Shiri Mari Baba Baba Bakanda Rabba Shinda Borobo Saila Rema Saila Mashanda Makoro Boshindari Rama Sakarama Remo Samba Rama Shinda Bakurima Saila Law Makande Yerebo Samba Kurima Shiri Rima Salima Tauya Makundo Robo Shiria Leka Ruma Sanda Rabba Shiria. Let grace be released. Let your spirit be released, O God. Let your fullness come upon these ones. Let there be an impartation of grace, impartation of the spirit of revelation. impartation of the spirit of faith, impartation of the spirit of this message, impartation of the message of Christ, that they will go with sharp utterance to go and cause eternal changes in our generation. Thank you, Father. Paruba Samba Raba Shindo Robo Shinda. Zema Ruba Shinda Bakuda Riva Sa. Robo Samba Ruba Shinda Makuri Masaila. Rimo Sekete Yerebo Samba Ruba Shiri. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Brethren, just go ahead. Lay hands as you can, go ahead quickly. We have just a few minutes to do that. And as you are laying your hands, the Lord is rising to help us. Now I'm going to be asking our leaders here, you will join me on this stage. We will join our hands together as we praise Sasha Day, Brother Dennis, the principal, the registrar. Please, let's come. We'll stand out here together. Yes. 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 Rema sakata yama makunduru busha. Rema sakanduru bushinda makuru bushiria. Rema ma samba raba. Yanta puri bu samba rama shiria. Rama makaura ma samba rubu shinda makaura ma sani. Rabu rama santa yekere bu. Makata yogo rubu samba kuri ma shiria. Rema sa. Rama ma makaura ma sanka duru bushinda. Rema kuri ma ma Masaria, Rema Soto Robo, Nakeremo Shinda Mama Mama Kaura Masai, Rema Sanka Toro Shinda Baba Baba, Lord, Lenka Tire, No Sinka Makunda Robo Shinda Rabasi. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we your servants, as it has pleased you, O God, to call us into this service on your behalf. You have called these men and women by yourself. You brought them, O God, under our oversight for 2 years. You gave us grace to open unto them all that you have taught us, all that have affected our own lives, all that we can confirm by the Spirit of the living God as the way of life and as the message of Christ, and we have been imparted to them without reservation. We did not hide from them any of the counsel of God. Rather, at floor group levels, in individual levels of different courses that we presented, and through intercontact sessions and different times, we sat with them, we reviewed books, we read Bibles together, and we listened to them, and you have brought us to this point. In our very eyes, we saw them transformed by the word of God. Now, Lord, we have come to this position as your servants, and in agreement with ourselves, oh God, we join hands here on behalf of all of them, anywhere they are. We stand and lift up our hand, O God, and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we send them forward by your name. Amen. We send them forward by your Spirit. Amen. We send them forward by your grace. Amen. We release unto them today the Spirit of grace.
Amen.
We release unto them the Spirit of revelation.
Amen.
We release unto them the Spirit of faith. They will live by faith. They will prevail by faith. They will be more than conquerors. And from this evening, we send them forth into everywhere you have called them as overcomers. As you go, you will succeed. As they go, anywhere they go, your name will be there to fight for them. You will stand on their behalf. You will perfect what concerns them. While they were with us, You gave us everything to give them. And so, Lord, as they go, they will know you as their chief supplier. You will supply their needs according to your riches in glory. And everywhere they go, they will become a testimonial to your glory.
Amen.
Each one of them, they will become an aroma for Christ.
Yes,
and wherever they go, they will become an epistle of Christ.
Yes,
we will not need to labor again. They will cause your word to expand.
Yes,
and so we send them forth into nations. They will go and multiply.
Amen.
They will go and cause the kingdom of God to be established.
Yes,
and the glory of God will fill the earth.
Yes,
as the knowledge of Jesus Christ is spreading through them. In all the few nations, some of them, there are not too many in their nations, but Lord will send them forth there as the mustard seed. They will become mighty trees. They will multiply. Species of men and women like them will multiply. New creation life will multiply. Wherever they are from now, thank you, Lord, for hearing us. And so, brothers and sisters, wherever you are, we send you forth into the call of God. We send you forth into the divine purpose of God. We send you forth as God's voice into this generation. We send you forth as God's holy seeds by which He's going to recrop the ministry, both in your own denominations and in the body of Christ. We send you forth as overcomers. You will be victorious. You will never become a victim in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost shall move with you. The anointing of the Holy Spirit that breaks yoke will go ahead of you. Mountains will melt before you. Hills will become like chaff before you. Valleys will be filled up before you. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. So will it be. So will it be. In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.